And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we haven't got a word of the week this week, but we have got a photo of the week, Tony.
Okay.
Which I did mean to mention last week, but forgot. This is an example of someone great in the marketing department at Heinz and a genius in Morrison's supermarket who've managed between them to put together a range of exceptional beans called Heinz. What are they called, Mr. Assistant? Yeah, hot sauce. Is it Big Saucy Balls?
Okay.
Heinz have brought out a range of beans, right? Well, I don't know. Where is my camera? Look, if you don't understand, Tony, I'm not talking to the voice in my head. The mystery assistant has decided to fucking pipe up this week, bitch. Right. ow, mystery assistant. Right. ow, mystery assistant. They've got this range called... they've got a range of beans with meatballs in them called Heinz Big Hot Balls. And they've got a range of beans called beans with sausages called Big Saucy Bangers. But the way they've written them, it says Big Hot Balls, and there's two pictures of balls, red hot balls, and it's got two pictures of meatballs. And then the tin next to it has got a picture of a saucy banger at such an angle. It's even pointing up as if erect. And it just looks like a cock and balls from Heinz and Morrison's together. I took a photo. It's on my MySpace page and my Facebook page.
Excellent.
So do make sure that you check out the photo of the week. If you'd have a word of the week for us, that's what we really want, do email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email word of the week. Do check out my red hot balls and my saucy banger. Here comes the first song, Freedom Faction. Freedom Faction and Viva La Punk, and they're from Cambridge, Tony.
Oh, nice.
And they did a very sensible thing. They looked on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, and they saw that it said send a CD to the address on our profile, and they did. And it's an EP simply called Freedom Faction, and it's got 5 tracks on it, and that was Viva La Punk, which is track 3 from it. I'll tell you what, Rihanna, lead singer, yeah, I'm sure there's a bit of agit punk going on. She won't appreciate this, but hot. And you're listening to Dr. Slagabry at the moment. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Freedom Faction's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Freedom Faction.
No, MySpace.com/Freedom Faction UK. Paulie B and the Internet 1, Tony Neil, ha ha ha, Yabu sucks. Now, as you know, we're not doing MySpace comments this week. We're doing Facebook ads. Those of you who are regular listeners to the show will know in this section we normally do some MySpace comments. But once again, we're a little low on them. So if you are on MySpace and you've already added us, you haven't left us a comment in a while, do. If you're on MySpace and you haven't added us, MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. Once we've added you, and I do get round to it. Oh, and I've got some good news about Insane Star this week as well. Then leave us a comment. This week, however, we're doing Facebook ads. Now, my Facebook page is a bit of a mystery how you actually end up there, but most of you seem to find a way to do it. When you do add me, or I add you, in the Met Randomly section, why not make something up? I was doing it for a while, but frankly, I can't be bothered anymore. But I do want you to write funny things about how we met. Just make them up. I've got four this week. Now, hang on. I would have four this week, but I've opened the wrong document. Which means I haven't got four this week until I open the right document, which is on its way now. Kaboom! Here it is. That's better. That was very smooth. Well done, Paul. Look at me. I'm a computer genius. So, the first person I'd like to tell you about, Tony, is a bloke called Tony Hearn.
Ah, oh, I know him.
Now, I know Tony Hearn. We've been messing about with each other for a few years now in various different capacities. We've been in a band together.
Yeah.
We've had our own radio show on Pantsfield 103.5.
Yeah.
We've had our own award-winning podcast.
Yeah.
We've lived together.
We've lived together.
Yeah. I like to think I know him quite well. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly in 1973. I caught Tony trying to steal my milk to feed his pigeons. That was it. That was one of the first ones, wasn't it? Before I really got involved. So, anyway. Huh. Rob Heaney, on the other hand, Tony. Rob Heaney is a stand-up comic from the Isle of Man.
Okay.
And I do know him, but would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Well, I need to point out, first of all, we were members of Arsenal United. We met randomly. We started a football team for people who knew nothing about football, but found the only people who showed up were either Derby County supporters or female. Now, Adelie Hernandez.
Okay.
That's a name, not a phrase or an offer.
Uh-huh.
She's known locally as Araldite. And I do know, and her boyfriend John does the door for me at my cabaret show. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Oh, I don't know. Something about brothers and glue or something. She's a bit bonkers, I know that. She was my ballet and tap teacher for a term, and I liked the dancing, but I never got used to the plumbing. Now, Richard Herring.
Okay.
Is someone you've heard of.
Yep.
Yes, he is.
I'm familiar with his work.
Formerly of Double Act Lee and Herring, now a stand-up comic and playwright in his own right, and can be found losing at poker quite a lot on Facebook. Whenever I'm watching, he gets well angry when I'm on the table. I don't take his chips off him. He just gets all this misplaced bravado and tries to beat people at things he really shouldn't be. He'll try and bluff to show off to me how great he is and then lose all of his chips and ha ha ha, I laugh. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Richard and his friend Stuart used to watch me on their telly in the mid to late 90s. Sometimes I wish they'd let me get off it and go and sit on their generously proportioned high-fidelity units. And quite frankly, I'd have been a far more effective stylus weight than that old penny they used. It's cruel what they did to old Penny. And that concludes the Facebook thingies. Have you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your comments so far this month. If you haven't voted so far, please do vote for us. We always need your vote. And it doesn't take you... mere seconds to vote for us, so do vote. Easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that.
Hey Tony.
Yeah?
It takes less time than it does for Lucy Pinder to stay in Celebrity I'm a Celebrity I'm a fucking Big Brother Celebrity Fuck.
Topical.
Hey
wow.
Oh yeah. You wait till I get started on that George Bush. He should be in Celebrity Big Brother. That would be interesting.
Better watch than Coolio.
He'd bomb the kitchen.
He'd what?
He'd bomb the kitchen.
Yeah. So vote for us. Punkradio.com. Hit the link at the top. Enter your email address, subject and comment, if you so wish, because we read them out. Thank you very much.
I'm going to bomb the kitchen.
Happy New Year. I hope.
Happy New Year.
I hope 2009 treats you well, my friends. Peace, Marcus. XY Rocks.
Oh, Marcus XY Rocks, you top lad. Actually sent me an email this week to say that he mentioned us on their show last week and gave me a link to the show, which is far too long to read out. But I can't remember whether he left it as a, I think it was a message or a MySpace comment. I don't know. But anyway, check out XY Rocks. It's a very good show. And Marcus is a top lad and a big supporter of our show. We help each other out. Thank you, Marcus.
Yeah, there's xyrocks.com, I believe.
Well done, Tony.
Punky still rules. As I sit here nursing a New Year's hangover, what better way to spend my time than with a vote for my favourite podcast? Is that Punky?
Well, how about wanking?
Well, you could do that with the other hand. But good
point.
Oh,
yeah, fair point. Yeah. I just think that's a better way to spend your time.
Good point. Well made, yeah. Really enjoyed the last year.
It's a toss-up. Oh, look what I've done there.
We enjoyed the last year, and I'm looking forward to more. Naptown Chris.
Naptown Chris. Right, you can do this one, Tony.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't sing. Of course I can sing. Naptown Chris. He's been living near a bowl of piss. He saw Santa, and he gave him a kiss. He likes to eat Weetabixes.
What was the burp halfway through that?
Was it a burp?
Oh. He likes sweet Weetabixes. Good effort. Naptown Chris, now on the brand. Right, sorry, Tony.
Radio Vood. I love La Pinsola del Famisi.
Radio Voodoo, Tony.
VUD.
Remember that band we played the other week?
VUD question mark. It says Vood.
It's that band we played a fortnight ago.
Okay.
Or last week. Fortnight. It was last week.
Okay. All
right. Fortnight ago.
And that's from Donatella Mandeli.
That was from Nelson Mandela.
Bonatella Mandeli. Clearly, just
thank
a relative.
Thank you very much indeed. Prego, prego.
Fuck. Even we swear sometimes. Fuck. And that's from Producer, who I think is Jukebox Review, I believe.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Well, they swear sometimes. Yeah. Those robots are always at it.
Yeah, it's dirty robots.
Dirty robots.
Dirty robots.
Ooh, dirty robots.
New Year, same old Punky. Well, who cares? When the same old Punky is still bloody brilliant. Graham Holland, It's a Fox Life, acoustic podcast. It's a Fox
Life.net. That's Graham! I'd like you to read that out again, your best Scouse pirate.
Listen, New Year, same old Punky! But who cares when the same old Punky's bloody brilliant? I can't do accents though. Sorry. Graham Holland is a FoxLife.net podcast. La.
Oh, he just went into Northern Ireland.
Yeah. There you go.
It's not far from Liverpool, Tone, to be fair.
It's but a ship ride.
It is but a ship ride, yeah.
And that's it for the podcast, yeah. Ali.
Comments. Scousers and pirates, you know, they've got quite a lot in common, haven't they, really? That they nick things.
That's true.
I tell you what, we haven't heard from Biff in a while, have we?
No, we haven't, no.
You need to hear from Biff! What's happened to you? Biff! Get in touch.
That's it for my comments.
Well done, the comments. Should we get on with the next song, then?
Yeah.
Hey, this is nice. This is a band called Blue Moon Awakening.
Okay.
Now, Tone, we're breaking our unwritten rule here, kind of, in that we're playing an MP3.
Oh, right.
Now, first, Blue Moon Awakening got in touch. There's a friend of the show who is a regular contributor.
Okay.
Said, I'm in a band called Blue Moon Awakening. Do you want us to send you a CD? Or could I just send you an MP3 that I think will be good for Punky to see if you like it or not? And then we'll send you the CD if you want to.
Right.
So I checked out their MySpace page, and the other songs that were on it actually aren't that perfect for Punky, but the one they sent us was. So what I said was, there's no need to send us a CD. It's a waste of postage and paper and plastic and everything, and now that, you know, I'm caring about the environment a bit more, I'll let it go and we'll just play the MP3 of this one song. So this is the one song of Blue Moon Awakenings that is completely suitable for Punky. The other stuff is good. Do check them out. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Blue Moon Awakenings' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Blue Moon Awakening.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie being the Internet One, and this is Look, Mr. Braun, It's a Miracle! Jewish and half Catholic, I think you can be half Jewish, half Catholic. Tony, what do you? The mystery assistant is really kicking off here.
Sounds
the
it.
Big nose Pope over here is giving me a load of shit.
The big nose Pope.
That was Blue Moon Awakening. And look, Mr. Broad, it's a miracle. The money lending paedophile. really, really good song, that. Like it a lot. You listen to Dead 60s, or as we call them out here, Dead 60s! I have some additional material now, Tone. Now, this isn't part of Tony's International Gig Guide, or as we call it, Tony's International Gig Guide. This is just updated information from Punk and Disorderly. You might remember before Christmas, we did a Punk and Disorderly Berlin Festival special. We've had the final lineup now. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to read you out the information first. It's myspace.com/punk-and-disorderly-festival or punk-disorderly.de. Happens 20th to the 22nd of Feb. Friday night, from bottom to top, Razorblade, Gimp Fist, Black Tartan Clam, Middle Finger Salute, Moped Lads, Tox Pack, Class of Criminala, Klingons, come on, De Cassiera, Simmerip. I want all you skinheads to get up on your feet. Put your braces together and your boots on your feet and give me some of that old moon stomping. And last resort, Saturday, from the bottom up, Pull Out, Detectors, Crashed Out, or as we call this show, Crashed Out, Crushing Caspers, Vice Squad, Monster Squad, Free Boiter, hang on a minute, Urban Rejects, Section 5, that Matey Boy out of Gold plays in now, The Gonads, Discharge, Stomper 98 and Cox Barrow. That's very much Oi Day, I'm calling it. And on the Sunday, The Despised, Radio Dead Ones, Melanie and the Secret Army, Sonic Boom 6, Eastside Boys, Poble and Gasox, Mark Fogger and the Scarsters, Archie Bargie, The Glitter Band, and The Boys. A terrific lineup of a serious amount of punk rock and other nonsense. Do check it out, punk-disorderly.de. They're our good friends. I was hoping to go there this year. Then you said you were going to go, you're going to have my press tickets. You've bottled it. I can't go. And two press tickets have gone begging, basically. But we will try and go next year. How about that for a deal?
Yeah.
We'll try and go next year. All right. Now then, Tony, have you got a track?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far. All one of them so far this week. So I am going to need some more twat. ASAFP. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Simple as that. I want them now. I want twat now. Now!
He wants it now. He wants it all. He wants it now. He wants some twat.
Need twat now. It's the ETN campaign.
What do we want? More twat. When do we want it?
Now.
Meh.
And this one's courtesy of Ems again, who had one last week and has come back with a better one. Thank you.
Right, this isn't good enough. We need more people than the same one every week. Ems, thank you very much, but come on, Tone. Sort
it
out.
It's the only
one I twat.
I know. But anyway.
I think you need to let your twat flourish.
Do you reckon?
I think you've been trimming it too much, yeah.
I'll bear that in mind. Hey, Tony. All this time I've been thinking of a half-decent twat to send in to you, as you're always begging for twat. I am. Hopefully this is suitable for you. Twat's name, London Aiden fans. Location outside Islington Academy, London. So this dates back to October 08, but I've only just thought about it again. My best mate and I stood outside Islington Academy after Aiden's kick-ass show on 4th of October and was hoping to meet Will Francis, who's the vocalist. Obviously, once the venue properly kicked out, everyone, all the little kids, stormed over and tried grabbing, groping, poking, screaming at Will as he had venue security around him trying to get him on the bus. Once he was on, these silly little girls were shouting abusive shit out and threatening to tip over their tour bus. One girl jumped on the bus as the doors opened to let another member in and spoiled it for the rest of us as they never came out and we missed the last train home. Fucking twatish London Aiden fans, they suck. At the time I was really depressed, there was more to it than that, but I've rambled enough. Regards, Ems.
I think that's justified.
That's fair enough. So, yeah, there you go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so London Aiden fans from outside Islington Academy in London
is a twat.
So please do email your twats. I need them. I'm desperate for them, but I'm not ready to pay for them.
Tony,
I do want them.
Twat. He won't pay for twat. Like everything else in his life, he wants free twat.
Because I'm tight.
You are, but you're not as tight as, no, it doesn't matter. Basically, Tony wants twat, the furrier the better.
Yeah, there you go.
If you can rot through knickers, brilliant. Right, so it's time for song 3, Stud Boys of Calusa.
Stud boys of Calusa. Stud boys of Calusa. Mess with us, you ain't got much future. I'll make a hole and we will suit you. I'm not trying to give you a lecture, but I don't want to paint a pretty picture. We're stud boys of Calusa. Stud boys of Calusa. Game, game, party, a door to Lara. We're even hardier than Tony Blair. I can glide like Fred Astaire. You don't think I'm out? I don't care, cause we're the Stud Boys of Calusa. Stud Boys of Calusa. Cause we're the Stud Boys of Calusa. Stud Boys of Calusa. I used to make a mean chocolate cooler. I used to wear a splash of patchouli. We're even hotter than David Sola. And like a nun, we'll hit you with our ruler. We're the Stud Boys of Calusa. Stud Boys of Calusa. We're the Stud Boys of Calusa. Stud Boys of Calusa. We're the Stud Boys of Calusa. Stud Boys of Calusa.
That's Calusa. And love it, and from the album Love Is Psychosis, and that is Stud Boys of Calusa. We played them a fortnight ago. I'm loving this album. Make sure that you do check them out. In order to do that, best known on the MySpace page, which is Tony.
MySpace.com/ Calusa.
It is.
Is it?
It's, yeah. Oh, I know you were going to add something else there, but I wanted to give you the point. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, and the Internet 1. Do make sure you check them out. It's a really great album. It's got loads of songs on it. And the last one is called Dick Cheney, You're Fucking Up the World.
Nice.
A very nice title. Now, right, Tony, what I've got to ask here is, have you heard anything about GoDaddy yet? Because I know you've been wanting to.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing at all.
No.
Let me tell you about them.
Okay.
Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... easy podcasting. So all you will be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1?
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's...
PUNKY2.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £35. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, maybe.
Exactly. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Now, isn't there another code, Tony?
There is. If you use the code PUNKY25, that's...
PUNKY25.
You can get 25% off orders of £68 or more. There you go. That's
and £68, of course, is currently worth £1.
Yeah.
You can't even get francs anymore. You can't even get any Daves. That's what the French should have done. They shouldn't have gone on the euro. They should have gone from the franc to the Dave. That would have been much better. Bloody French. All right, so it's time for song four. And I'm going to tell you about song four, in fact. I'm not going to go, because we haven't done this for a while.
Okay.
But I love Japan Files, Tony. Love it.
Hmm.
JapanFiles.com. They have MP3s of every single cool band that comes out of Japan ever. They're available to buy. It's a really easy site to use as well. And they very kindly let us basically rape it and get all the songs we wanted off it whenever we wanted. It would be very easy to do a Japan Files special every week. But, hey... I'm not like that. So this week we've got a song called Seal Cuckle by Cannibal Rabbit. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Cannibal Rabbit's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/CannibalRabbit.
You guessed it. It's Tony 3, Paul Levy at Internet 1, and this is Seal Cuckle.
Yeah.
So that was Cannibal Rabbit and Sioux Cackle. And the thing about them, Tony, is they're an international band.
Okay.
And we like international bands, don't we?
We do.
Because international bands have international gigs.
Yeah.
And if we were going to discuss international gigs, we'd probably call it something like Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh.
Which, of course, is fun.
That's right. And here we go. This is another one from Russ Seeley, who emailed last week about his gigs in the Bedford area. So here we
go. That's international.
Yeah. If you live in France, maybe. Hi, guys. Only one thing to report this week. Sister Moon Promotions present Alt Plus Control Fridays at Esquire's Level 1, which is Bedford's premier live music venue.
It is, and I played there this summer. It's a brilliant venue.
Cool. I think it's every other month this is. So join us every other month for a club night of dark alternative entertainment, 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. £3 before, 11 p.m. £4 after. 18s only. First night is Friday the 23rd of January, and it's goth and industrial.
Oh, brilliant.
More information, MySpace.
Yeah, sorry, the mystery invisible assistant just made a good point and says, what if you're 19?
You're screwed.
Well, fair enough. Bring on the 19-year-olds.
More information, myspace.com/alternativecontrolUK.
Now, I didn't know about that. So is that a new night?
Must be, yeah. Yeah, it's the first night is on the Friday 23rd of January.
But that's interesting, isn't it? That, DJ Nephilim Babe, a.k.a. Russ, who's been doing a couple of things in Luton, and myself, who should have been in touch with each other relatively recently, running gigs as I do in Hitchin and Letchworth, should both be starting nights in Bedford, quite clearly competing with each other.
Oops.
Fuck. No, it's all right. Good people of Bedford. What night was it on Friday?
Yeah, Friday 23rd of January.
Yeah, see, we're Sundays.
No, you see, it's fine.
We're Sundays. Invisible Mystery Assistant, can you take that pot of Ben and Jerry's cookie dough ice cream back into the kitchen and maybe make me put some in a small pot for me that is in the overhead cupboard on the right hand side? Do you know what she said? No.
Oh, again?
Oh, that's right. No, she spilled ice cream all over my coffee table.
Okay.
I say she. It. Now, trouble over that. Well, you wouldn't believe it. I've just asked her, Ernie. Right.
Award.
Tony, did you watch the telly this afternoon?
No, I was driving up from down south. Why? What happened?
Are we? Yeah. George Bush made his very last speech.
Oh, I saw a little bit on the news.
And it was really good.
Was it?
It was a really nice speech. He didn't have the monkey on his back anymore. He didn't have that millstone. He didn't have a great weight have been removed from his shoulders, and he talked openly and candidly. And it was a question and answer session with the press corps. It wasn't obviously some of it might have been shut up, Mr. Assistant. Some of it might have been stage managed or whatever, but some of it was from the heart, and you could tell that the way he said certain things. You thought, well, this could be scripted, but I know as someone who has worked with scripted material before that you can't just you can act things out,
yeah.
But it's obvious when you're being yourself, and there were parts of that when he was himself, and even though he's had shit for ages, and he has been a fool, obviously, repeatedly, he was alright today. I felt the same way when Tony Blair made his last speech. You saw that one, didn't you?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. It got like a standing ovation, didn't he, in the Commons, is that right?
Yeah, and he absolutely deserved it. And you're not telling me that was stage managed?
No.
It was a decent speech. Oh, the mystery assistant's kicking off again. Oh, come on. Do you want to come and talk about this, mystery assistant? Come and have a word. Well, in that case, then, belt it. Right.
but then, in private, like, Tony Blair said that...
No, I mean, belt it. I mean, give yourself a good thrashing. Sorry, Tony.
Well, Tony Blair said that... George Bush in private is actually quite a good chap with and quite funny and quite nice, and maybe that's just the real George Bush at the end.
Yeah, he said another line again. He said this repeatedly, that the words he gets wrong, the phrase he gets wrong, I mean, this was obviously had been planned, but he said, look, I don't want you to think I've been misunderrepresented again or something, and he takes the piss out of himself. He's alright, you know, and he's gone soon. We've got a new fellow in. I want to give Obama 6 months, they'll be taking the piss out of him, you know.
Yeah, of course they will.
So, and I still think Obama's going to be very lightweight on foreign policy, but yeah, it's all the same. Mystery assistant, couldn't get a word out of you last week. This week, you're right, gobby. She has said that he has a. She said to me tonight she was reading her lodger's 13-year-old daughter's copy of Heat magazine.
Uh-huh.
And said, "Hey, Paul, guess who's won Torso of the Year?" I went, "I don't know. Is it me?" Thinking that would be why she bring it up. She said, "No, Barack Obama. Admittedly, we do look similar." But yeah, anyway, quite a nice speech.
Okay.
I'm going to let that go because I know that Total Talk Nonsense are going to tear it apart. Very some people around the world are going to particularly want it. There was a thing this afternoon that one of the people who asked the question said, "How do you feel about Bush derangement syndrome?" I think a lot of people have had that. Still, speaking of derangement syndrome, Nottingham Forest have got a new boss called Billy Davis. He used to be the manager of Derby County. Derby County have got a new manager who is Nigel Clough, the son of Brian Clough, Nottingham Forest's greatest ever manager. Why Nigel has chosen Derby, I didn't know, but then I thought about it. I thought, aha, I know what he's doing. He's gone to Derby County to fuck it up. Then he's going to get sacked. And then we're going to go, come over here, Nigel, and sort us out, you top lad. I know that's what he's doing, really. And Forest have got Derby in the FA Cup Friday, January 23rd. This could be a Tony's International top sporting event. But yeah, it's going to be live on TV at Derby County at Pride Park, as I call it, shameful common. And I fully expect Forest to beat them on the basis that we are the Super Reds and they are the Sheep Jaggers.
Yeah.
Now, it's time, Tony. Have you got anything else you want to add in this bit?
No, go for it.
It's time for something from the vaults. Now, I have already mentioned the bands that are on at Punk and Disorderly in Berlin, February 20th, 22nd. One of those bands is Coxbarrer. And we like Coxbarrer. A lot of our listeners like Coxbarrer as well. And I've just started a new MySpace profile. Oh, yeah, myspace.com/comedySOS. SOS in capitals. It's my new stand-up comedy and alternative music. Basically, it's stand-up comedy and then it's punky.
Right.
It's a stand-up comedy show and then a nightclub featuring music playing punk, etc., etc. And some of the people that have already added us on MySpace are skinhead girls and people into Oi, basically. So I have already let them know, A, that we'll be playing some Oi at the gig, and B, that we play Oi on this show. I thought, what better time to prove that than right now in a From the Vaults. This is one that I accidentally sent you the other week, but you managed to download the right track. We've played it before. It's absolutely brilliant. It's Suicide Girls.
She knows it'll be alright. She's with the Suicide Girls, strutting down the street with an attitude like she owns the world. Don't even think she'd look at you. She's with the Suicide Girls. And when they're all together, you better watch out. Nobody's gonna mess with them till the last one passes out.
Barrett, Suicide Girls, from an album that I'm now being handed by the Mystery Assistant, called Here We Stand. We played a load of tracks off that, but that is my favourite one. It's the last track, 14 tracks on it, it's the 14th, it's my favourite one. Really brilliant song, really catchy. She's with the Suicide Girls. Kapow, kapow. Do make sure you buy this album. If you're in the Berlin area, February 2022, go and see them. Absolutely brilliant band, great live. I say this is the first album. This for me, I mean, this isn't a breakthrough album because they've been massive for bloody 20 years. But for me, it was a breakthrough album because it was the first one that I really liked every track on. So, well done, Cox Band, because lots of bands, you know, they get off the boil, don't they?
Hmm. Isn't Bill from New York bought that one as well? The Cox Band one,
Bill has indeed bought this, and he also bought Resistance 77 and
Argy Bargy!
And one or two other things, didn't he? I can't remember what else he got. Oh, he likes Wary Los Args, of course he does. Oh, that might have given away the next song. Who knows? Last weekend, Tony, was my gigs in Hitchin and Letchworth.
Okay.
And they featured Robin Ince and Hattie Heyridge. Robin Ince is Ricky Gervais' support act. Hattie Heyridge is the Lady Holly from Red Dwarf. And I'm going to see her tomorrow night, actually. Might tell you about that in a second.
Okay.
Absolutely brilliant. Both nights sold out. Friday night turned away about 40 people who were very upset about it, but I did point out to them you should have been here sooner. They pointed out to me that there were reasons why they couldn't be there that early, and I pointed out to them that I didn't give a shit. So that was sorted out quite nicely. And then on Saturday night, there's only 120 tickets available on Saturday night. We sold 93 in advance, which meant I could let 27 people in. So guess how many people I let in on the door?
27.
45.
Nice.
But I did say to them, you'll have to stand up. And they said, we don't mind. Even there was one woman on crutches who said she didn't mind standing up, which I thought was very noble of her. Some people really want to see Hattie Heyridge. Both gigs were great. I'm going to try and remember what I did after them. Friday night, we went to Remix Nightclub in Hitchin and had some drinks. And I had a row with the Mystery Assistant about her and her friends being drunk twats, which for me was quite unusual because normally I'm the drunk twat. Yeah. And then on the Saturday night, what did I do on the Saturday? Oh, on the Saturday night, I went out again. Where did I go on Saturday night? Mystery System, what did I do on Saturday? Oh, yeah, I did my gig, and then we went to Bombora. Oh, yeah, where we bumped into the Evil Lesbian. Have I told you about the Evil Lesbian?
You've mentioned the Evil Lesbian, yeah, I think.
She looks evil. If you go in my Facebook page, you look in my groups, Felix and Charlie's Festive Evilness. And every single photo that came out had red eyes on it. So I accused everyone of being evil because I didn't notice at the time they had red eyes.
Yeah.
Two of the people that had red eyes were this lesbian young couple, lovely girls, but evil. And I hadn't seen her since then, and I saw her on Saturday night. And do you know what? The Mystery Assistant said to me this afternoon, in fact, out of nowhere, we weren't talking about anything at all, she suddenly went, do you know, that Evil Lesbian is really lovely.
Nice.
I think that's how evil lesbians do it. They make girls like them with their evil powers.
Yeah.
And that's what I reckon. Anyway, that was Saturday. And on Sunday, I rested. And I saw what I did was good.
Very nice.
And Emily loved him. Who's Emily? Bagpuss. Oh, I miss Oliver Postgate. I didn't know him or anything, but I miss him.
Yeah.
Bagpuss, big fat furry catpuss, baggy and a bit loose at the seams. He did Noggin the Nog as well, which was terrifying. Did you ever see Noggin the Nog?
I can't really remember it, but it
was terrifying.
Was it?
It was like if Quentin Tarantino had it was like if Quentin Tarantino had made Ivor the Engine.
Oh, did he do Clangers as well?
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Who was your favourite character in the Clangers?
Soup Dragon.
Oh, fuck that. Space Chicken, mate.
Really?
Yeah. Soup Dragon was alright. Like that, didn't he? Yeah. Space Chicken, Scouser. That was a thief, wasn't it? The Space Chicken nicked everything, didn't it?
Oh, right, okay.
Space Chicken was fantastic. It was just a random character. Like, I mean, I can understand Clangers and Soup Dragons being on the moon. The Space Chicken had clearly got on his bike and gone to the moon and go, hey, give us a job. And then didn't get one. Have I said you're listening to the Planet Smashers?
No.
Right, the Mystery Assistant has handed me something here.
Okay.
which has gone off. What do I do now? Right. There is no evidence to suggest religion runs within any bloodline, although children are more likely to follow their mother's beliefs. Yeah, more likely to follow. It's not official, is it? Let's face it, kids are more likely to follow what their mum says because dad's at work earning a fucking living while she's sat on a fat ass watching Loose Women. Right, I'm glad we've got that sorted out. The mystery assistant's very good. Any time that we don't agree with something, she immediately goes, "The internet! Google! I'll prove it!" Oh, Tony.
Yes.
I can sort something out with the internet here because you're a genius. I don't say that lightly.
No.
Do you remember the McDonald's advert when they said, "One cup of char"?
No.
Do you know that? Well, loads of people would walk in. You must remember. "And a fillet of fish. Order my wife."
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What did the bloke who say "and a fillet of fish for my wife" look like?
I can't remember. Did he have a beard?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did have a beard. That's right. Was it a Fu Manchu beard or was it quite a full beard like perhaps a Nordic man? I think did he actually look like an old fisherman?
I think he looked like a fisherman, yeah.
Yes, he did look like a fisherman. Did he look fucking like Genghis Khan?
Genghis Khan,
the well-known fisherman? No, I don't believe he did he? I think he looked exactly like someone from Northern Europe, fresh off a fucking ferry or something, saying, "Oh, by the way, before I go home, I need to get some dinner, and a little fish for my wife." That's what happened, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Thank you, Tony Nett. Tony Oogle.
How many arguments do you have in a day?
How many what?
How many arguments do you have in a day?
What, with the mystery assistant or
in general, really? But yeah, with the mystery
assistant. One happened the other day. I've just been reminded of it by a smart ass phone fucking text bollocks. Mum decides what you bloody religion you are. Nonsense. If you would like to prove beyond doubt whether the mother or father decides officially on a religion or whether it is implied, why not email poorlyb at punkyradio.com, titling your email, "I'm a fucking twat." Right, now, it's time for the last song, Tony, unless you've got anything. Oh, have you got anything you'd like to add? Might be going on in Manchester anytime soon?
Yeah, just a gig well worth mentioning. I'll mention it again close to the time. But the Meteors are playing...
Meteors!
At the Town Mill in Mansfield on Saturday the 7th of March, supported by the Boogie Children and the Speed Kings.
Cool.
Sounds a great gig. Door 7:30, £13 in advance, £15 on the door if they don't sell out. But yeah, that would be a great gig. Saturday 7th of March at the Town Mill.
We're the Wrecking Crew. We do what we must do. We throw away our lives. We kill our mothers and our wives. And our band, the Chavs, used to do Meteor's number, didn't we, Tone?
Yeah. Which one was
Mutant
that?
Mutant Rock.
I remember the chords.
That one that you lot could never work out.
I could play it.
You could play it. It was a nightmare for Carl to drum to, wasn't it?
It was the drums, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We could do it. And although I do have to say, Meteors are one of only two bands ever who've asked us not to play their stuff on the show.
It's true.
The other being Susie Sue.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I will get back in touch with Meteors and say, "Listen, you're doing a gig at the Town Mill, have you grown up yet?" And see if we can play something by them, because they're a great band and they've got some really great songs and I'd really like to play some of their stuff. So Meteors, if you're listening, fucking sort it. Shall I play the last song now?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Here's a band that don't mind me playing them. Wowie Los Arcs, from their album Cantani Español, one of the best albums ever brought out, one of the best live acts I've ever seen. I went all the way to Holland, seeing them, etc., etc. Bill from New York, I believe, bought this album, and he was right too. We played a couple of tracks of it. We played Demolair, and we played another one. Oh, we played I can't remember what's called. Fortunately, I have the information here in my completely illegal copy because they'd sold out when I tried to buy one. Ready Tiblistas. We played as well, and if you go on the MySpace page for my new night, myspace.com/comedySOS, you will see that the one featured profile track on it is "Mommy a Twist," which is the first track on said album. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Wowie Los Arcs MySpace page?
myspace.com/Wowie Los Arcs.
It is. How are you spelling Arcs?
A3RS. GHS.
It is. Now, that would be Tony 4, Paulie being Internet 1, but I didn't ask you about Cox Bauer, did I?
I don't think so.
What's Cox Bauer's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Cox Bauer?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/Cox Bauer something else, but I can't remember what it is.
Oh, brilliant.
So we'll call it half a point each. So you've won. It's Tony 4.5, Paulie being Internet 1.5. All the bands will be in this week's MySpace Top Friends. Cox Bauer will be there as well. Sorry we didn't have the address for them, but we will have them in our Top Friends. This is Wary Lost Orgs, and Te Puedes Quemar.
Cualquier piedra que pongas entre tú y mi querer. Tal vez no sientes la emoción, mi olor siempre te molestó. Es un olor a quemado, gasolina por abolición. Soy un cohete lunar, en tu base voy a aterrizar. Tengo mucho calor, no me vas a enfriar. Apagas mi fuego otra vez. Sabes bien que te quiero, tienes miedo de arder. No quiero tu amor, no me das calor. Soy como un cañón. Disparo mi bola, está muy callada. Abre tu corazón. A estas alturas deberías saber que la lava puede deshacer cualquier piedra que pongas entre tú y mi querer.
So that was Wary Lost Orgs and Te Puedes Quemar. I've got an ice cream headache.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've got, you know, when they come on really fast and they really, really hurt. It's ice cream headache. Oh, I had some Ben and Jerry's, and we're not product placing here, might as well tell you what it's called, Ben and Jerry's cookies, though.
Cookie dough.
What's a cookie dough ice cream, yeah. And really great, but I've taken a slightly bigger mouthful than I should have done. Hey, that's not the first time. And ended up with an ice cream headache. If you have a cure for ice cream headaches, why not email PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. Oh, ice cream headaches. I've got the cure. Tone, what do people need to do this week?
iTunes reviews would be very nice because we're about ready for some more. So do review us at iTunes. If you go to punkyradio.com, there's an iTunes link on the left. Just hit that. You will be taken to our music store page. Where you can subscribe to us, please do. And review us, 5 stars only. We'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. You've got some to read out, haven't you? UK ones, there's a few more.
Yeah, but I've got an ice cream headache. I can't even think about
dear.
That one.
Okay. And don't forget, please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Again, go to punkradio.com or even on our MySpace, myspace.com/punkradio. Go to the Podcast Alley section, enter your email address and hit vote. You won't be spammed and you are doing us a favour. If you leave a comment and a subject, I'll read them out. I read them all out, none left behind.
Yes. Now, I do, actually, I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. I've got 3 iTunes reviews, new ones, and I need 5 before I read them out.
Okay.
So we need 2 more, and then I'll read them out for you, for the UK. Tony, you need to check the USA ones.
Yeah.
Anyone in any other part of the world, if you want to go and see on your own iTunes, if there's any reviews for us, please do tediously write them down and email them to us, and we'll make sure we read those out as well. Sound fair enough?
Fair enough.
This week, I've got to say, this week I'm going to the Stand-Up Comics Annual Piss Up at the Comedy Cafe tomorrow night. Wednesday, I'm in Ponte Darwick. Thursday, Narberth. Friday, Saturday, Jungles, Oxford. Sunday, Eastbourne. Monday, Taunton. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, Poog. Oh, Poog. Bloody ice cream headaches.